One day, when I had lost my place in the class, I came home discouraged and fretful. I went to my mother's chamber. She was paler than usual, but she met me with the same affectionate smile that always welcomed my return. Alas, when I look back through the lapse of 13 years, I think my heart must have been stone not to have been melted by it. She requested me to go downstairs and bring her a glass of water. I pettishly asked her why she did not call a domestic to do it. With a look of mild reproach, which I shall never forget if I live to be 100 years old, she said, "Will not my daughter bring a glass of water for her poor sick mother?" I went and brought her the water, but I did not do it kindly. Instead of smiling and kissing her as I had been wont to do, I set the glass down very quickly and left the room. After playing a short time, I went to bed without bidding my mother good night. But when alone in my room, in darkness and silence, I remembered how pale she looked and how her voice trembled when she said, "Will not my daughter bring a glass of water for her poor sick mother?" I could not sleep. I stole into her chamber to ask forgiveness. She had sunk into an easy slumber, and they told me I must not waken her.